Welcome to American Soundways. I'm your host, Trip Clark. We're headed south to a place that was and is home to some of the greatest blues guitarists of all time, as well as home to one of the very few artists in our history to rival the Beatles. We'll talk with blues guitar extraordinaire and part-time member of the Allman Brothers Band, Derek Trucks, along with an up-and-coming former battle rapper. Plus, we'll listen to some great local artists. That's all coming up on American Soundways. This American town, as far as land area, is the largest city in the contiguous 48 United States, was once a motion picture mecca before Hollywood, was named after a U.S. president who never even visited there, and was a major hub on the famed southbound train, the Orange Blossom Special. We're headed to Jacksonville, Florida. Over the course of the next hour, we're going to listen to some significant events in the history of Jacksonville. But first, let's listen to a song with a connection to Jacksonville, and later we'll discuss what the connection is. Here's Ray Charles with Lift Every Voice and Sing on American Soundways.
I got something in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing, sing on. Sing, tell her that heaven ring, ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise as high as the listed skies. Let it resound up loud as the roaring sea. Come on, y'all.
Jacksonville, Florida was originally a settlement for the Timucua Indians that dates back almost 6,000 years. In the early 1500s, Spanish explorers, specifically Juan Ponce de Leon, discovered the Northeast Territory of Florida, landing about 25 miles outside of what is known today as Jacksonville. Once Ponce de Leon had marked his claim for the Spanish crown, he set off in search of honor, glory, and personal enrichment. Not a magic potion to cure crow's feet. Over the course of the next couple of hundred years, the Northeast Territory of Florida was in the hands of the Spanish, then the French, then the British, then back to the Spanish, and then in 1821, Florida officially became a U.S. territory. Originally named Cowford because cattlemen would ford their cows across the narrow stretch of the St. John's River, Jacksonville received its present-day name back in 1822. Despite never stepping foot there, Jacksonville was so named in honor of the first territorial governor of Florida and the future president of the United States, Andrew Jackson. Following the Civil War, Jacksonville became a popular winter destination for the rich and famous. If you happened to be in New York or almost anywhere on the East Coast and you had the money, your travel choice was most likely the Orange Blossom Special. It was fast and luxurious. The Orange Blossom Special ran for almost 30 years in the early 1900s. In 1930, Jacksonville cab driver and musician Irvin Rouse and fiddler Chubby Weiss wrote a song about the great locomotive that would become the quintessential bluegrass fiddle song, imitating train wheels and whistles while allowing accomplished musicians to show their chops. Recorded originally by the Rouse brothers in 1939, it was Bill Monroe who made it a hit a couple of years later. The song was once again propelled into the music spotlight when in 1965 Johnny Cash titled an album after it and released his own version, using a harmonica instead of a fiddle, as well as lyrics.
Look yonder coming. Coming down that railroad track. Hey, look yonder coming. Coming down that railroad track. It's the Orange Blossom Special. Bringing my baby back.
Chubby Weiss and Irvin Rouse both suffered physical and mental ailments later in life, and Irvin Rouse spent the last years of his life fiddling for change and desperately trying to keep his legacy alive, only to die in 1980, all but forgotten. According to Randy Knowles, author of Orange Blossom Boys, the biography of Irvin and his brother Gordon, I quote, "One person of note didn't forget. At Irvin's sparsely attended funeral service, a huge spray of flowers in the shape of a train was delivered to the funeral home. The sender was Johnny Cash." According to Hattie, Rouse's widow, Cash also called Irvin during his final hospitalization and prayed with the old fiddler. She never forgot this act of compassion. Newer trains, planes, and the automobile spelled the end for the Orange Blossom Special, and her last run was in April 1953. Location and temperate climate helped Jacksonville establish itself as the Hollywood of the South during the silent film era. At one time, over 30 movie studios were based in Jacksonville, including Metro Studio, as in Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. The town eventually elected a conservative mayor who grew tired of the frequent car chases, fires, and occasional riots, and the studios packed their bags and headed west to California. In 1900, local Jacksonville lawyer and educator James Weldon, for a presentation in celebration of the birthday of Abraham Lincoln, wrote a poem that he called Lift Every Voice and Sing. His brother eventually set the words to music, and the song became known as the Negro National Anthem and has been recorded by artists and choirs from Houston to Harlem, including the Ray Charles version we heard at the beginning of the show. Ray Charles attended the Florida School for the Deaf and Blind in St. Augustine for a brief time and then tried to make a go of it in the Jacksonville area. Apparently not very successful, the story goes, Charles asked a fellow musician which was the farthest city from Jacksonville, to which Seattle was his reply. Ray Charles bought a one-way bus ticket, and the rest is history. If there's one thing we can credit Jacksonville for, it's their guitarists past and present, from the ragtime blues of Blind Blake to the southern rock and blues styles of Dickie Betts and Derek Trucks. Born in 1895, Blind Blake is credited as being the primary developer of the style of guitar playing that became associated with Piedmont blues, a la Reverend Gary Davis, Elizabeth Cotton, Etta Baker, Brownie McGee, and Jorma Kaukonen. Besides his prolific guitar playing and the sizable library that he recorded with Paramount Records, very little is known about Blind Blake. Even what his real name was isn't without debate. Blake would eventually move to Georgia and then to Chicago, The speculation is that Blind Blake died in his early 40s, but whether he was murdered in Chicago or drifted back to die in solitude in Jacksonville is not known or agreed on. What is unanimously agreed on is the importance of Blind Blake and the legacy he left in the blues community.
I got a Georgia blue for the plowing home.
In contrast to the blues influences from more than 100 years ago, one of today's rising blues stars is a Jacksonville native. Derek Trucks, nephew of longtime Jacksonville resident and Allman Brothers drummer Butch Trucks, husband of contemporary blues sensation Susan Tedeschi, and slide guitar extraordinaire, has become one of the true innovators of contemporary music and still just in his 20s. His influences range from Elmore James to John Coltrane and the Mississippi Delta region to the Middle East. Trucks started playing at the age of 9 and was touring at the age of 12. He splits his time between his own band, the Derek Trucks Band, and the Allman Brothers, doing more than 300 dates a year. Derek Trucks and Susan Tedeschi, when not on the road, make their home in Jacksonville with their two young children. I talked recently with Derek about his music and growing up in Jacksonville. We'll be back with that interview right after we listen to the song, I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free, from the release Songlines by the Derek Trucks Band. Thank you. Well, Derek Trucks, welcome to American Soundways.
Yeah, man, good to be here.
Hey, Derek, tell me a little bit about what it was like growing up in Jacksonville.
Well, you know, when I first started playing and gigging, it was really early on, like nine or ten years old, there was a semi-thriving blues scene going on. So for me, it was the perfect starting point. You know, I got to cut my teeth in a lot of, you know, little seedy blues bars with guys that have been playing forever. And, you know, there's the whole leftover from the Lynyrd Skynyrd scene and that whole thing. But there was a lot of blues musicians, too, around town. And, you know, a great base, a great place to get started.
Right. Now, in talking with people from Jacksonville, you know, the one thing that's been consistent in all of my talks is really a real love of the land, you know, the geography of North Central Florida. Why do you think that is?
I mean, it's a beautiful place to live, man. I mean, you're in between the river and the ocean, and almost everything you do is outdoors. You know, it's one of those places. You know, the more I travel, the more I appreciate where I'm from.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of great musicians, I don't have to tell you, from Jacksonville, from, you know, the ragtime blues of Blind Blake, Dickie Betts, your Uncle Butch, Alan Collins, and so on. Who were some of your influences growing up?
I mean, for me, obviously, the biggest influence was, you know, the Allman Brothers Band, and starting in Jacksonville, you know, their first rehearsal spot was at my grandfather's house, so, you know, the history is pretty thick there. And you know, and then the Lynyrd Skynyrd scene, I was around those guys a lot. Musically, it wasn't as big of an influence, but personally, being around those guys a lot, you get a new appreciation for where you're from. You know, the house I live in now is three doors down from the spot that Alan Collins lived most of his life, so
yeah.
there's a very strong connection that way. But definitely the Allman Brothers music early on was the biggest influence. And then, you know, later on, you come across all these other guys that I've been listening to that I find out later that are from Jacksonville, guys like the great jazz pianist Marcus Roberts. Just recently, I found out Eddie Hinton, one of my favorite vocalists.
Yeah, from Muscle Shoals.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was born and grew up in Jacksonville, too. So for some reason, Eddie Hinton has been my obsession of the moment.
Now, you know, I'm sure a lot of people ask you this, but I got to ask, how cool was it having an uncle who was the drummer for the Allman Brothers?
You know, it was the music was around my house, and I definitely knew the connection. You know, my dad having stories about, you know, hanging with Barry and Dwayne and
yeah.
being at the Fillmore shows, and, you know, that gives it a different dimension. You know, it brings it to life in a different way. And, you know, my father was such a huge fan of the band. You know, growing up, something that your dad is really into, that you can relate to, it's a nice connection.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you juggle your time between the Derek Trucks Band and the Allman Brothers. How do you handle such a rigorous touring schedule?
It's, I mean, it can be difficult. You know, I have two young kids. My son is four. My daughter is a year and a half. My wife is a touring musician, too. She has her own group, Hitting the Road.
I'm very familiar with who your wife is.
This year, touring in Clapton's band, that thrown in the mix, it's going to be a really busy one. But, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. Yeah, it's a full schedule with two babies in there, but it's a blast, man, and I appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Derek.
Talk to you soon.
All right, man. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. In your heart, baby. Don't just stop me now. I've got to travel a little bit farther. Hey,
yeah. In your heart. Derek Trucks is helping to keep the enormous legacy of the Allman Brothers alive, as well as inspire future generations of guitar players. For years, his straw cowboy hat's been a signature stage presence. Jacksonville native Dickie Betts has spent the last 30-plus years revered as one of rock's greatest guitarists. As a founding member of the band Second Coming, along with bassist Barry Oakley, Betts's and Oakley's paths crossed with Butch Trucks Band and Dwayne Allman in Jacksonville, Florida back in the late 1960s. Stick around, we'll be right back with more American Soundways right after this.